You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means we're doing Casual Friday, and I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Elisa and I are sharing something right now, and it's a virus, but it's not the kind of virus you think. It's a damn virus on our computers. I
wonder if a vaccine can take care of that.
That's it. We have to contact Merck and see if they have a vaccine for the virus. I have a virus on my computer, and now keep in mind, I've brought my computer upstairs in the building that we occupy. There is this computer IT company, mm-hmm. and I have a virus on my computer that when I Google something and it brings up all the links and I click the links, it diverts me to other websites like Dads on Boys and like all these perverse pornographic websites. And so I click the link, and instead of it taking me to a Wikipedia page like it's supposed to, it takes me to one of these websites. And I brought the computer upstairs, and the guys upstairs, they scanned it. They did it. They said, we can't get this out of your registry, which I really don't believe. I got to believe there's a way to get it out. It is this, because think about all the research I do. Every time I go to Google, I have to click the link three times because the fourth time it lets it go to the appropriate place.
Maybe you should be going to PubMed instead.
Yeah, you're right. Instead of Google. Some things I have to look for on Google. But anyway, I'm so frustrated with viruses. It's like, and you said it. Why do people create viruses for computers? Is it just maliciousness, or is there an industry that's being driven? The virus software companies.
I guess that's what it is. I don't know.
What's going on with your computer right now?
Well, I just can't get it to do anything. It's really slow, and like I won't even have my hands on the computer, and the little cursor is moving by itself.
Yeah, that's a virus. I'm telling you. You got some sort of malware on your computer or something. We're going to have to scan it after the show is over. It's so frustrating. Why isn't this a form of terrorism? My computer is unusable. I should be able to go to somebody who destroyed it and do something about this. It's got to be millions of computers out there that are unusable because of these viruses. This is like mass terrorism. It really is.
It really is. You're right.
So flippin' frustrating.
Well, today is Friday the 13th.
That's true. You're right. And they did say this past Monday, there was supposed to be some sort of malware that was supposed to take down a large portion of the internet, which apparently it did not. But maybe they just delayed it to Friday the 13th instead.
Hey, what's up with that? I saw somebody posted something on Facebook about diet water.
Oh, my God. Is that the funniest thing in the world?
That's crazy.
Let me tell you what this proves, okay? This just proves that the majority of people out there are stupid. You've got people who buy smart water because they think it's either smart to buy or it's going to make them smart. Uh-huh. You have people who they're going to buy diet water because they think that it somehow will help you lose fat faster than just drinking regular water. And Johan Oderstrom put a funny comment on my Facebook page with the diet, and he said something to the effect of, it wasn't Johan. Johan actually posted the picture of diet water on my page. But in a second, I'll tell you, somebody else put, oh, yeah, that's right. This is the cholesterol-free water, like water has fat and cholesterol in it or something like that. I think it was Amit Ram that put that in from Israel. But anyway, are people really that stupid that they would be influenced by calling something diet water?
I guess so.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Smart water, diet water. What are the other different waters out there that we have now? That all have a destination type name that get people to buy them.
What about the water from Whole Foods that has electrolytes in it?
Is that all it has is electrolytes?
Uh-huh.
No glucose, fructose, syrup, nothing else?
No.
I guess that's not a bad thing then.
I'm looking at different waters on Dr. Merkula's site.
Uh-huh.
The Propel Fitness Water.
Right.
The second ingredient is sucrose from corn syrup.
Yeah.
The fifth ingredient is sucralose, and it has Ace K in it.
Yeah, fitness water, they call it.
And it's fitness water. And then vitamin water, we talked about that a few weeks ago, all the sugar that's in it. It has fructose and cane sugar as the third and fourth ingredient. Yeah. I've never heard of this one, Voosh, V-O-O-S-H.
No, I haven't either.
Crystalline fructose is the second ingredient. Sobe Life Water.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Sugar is the second ingredient. Dasani Plus, which is the pomegranate blackberry flavored,
right,
has potassium benzonite and EDTA, maltodextrin, natural flavors, Ace K, and sucralose in it.
Yeah, this is water.
And these are all waters.
And that's because this is how dumb people have become. They can't drink water. It can't be, I don't want to just drink water. I want to drink water with things in it. It's like, are you joking?
Well, if you want to drink water with things in it, then drink the infused water that we talked about a couple of weeks about making your own.
Yeah,
put
with
your
lime
own berries
and lemon.
And
yeah.
Lime and lemon or mint, pineapple, things like that.
And you know, when you said to me, well, what about the electrolyte water? Isn't that just mineral water? I mean, you can buy real mineral water. It has all the minerals in it. That's what electrolytes are. They're minerals.
Here's another one, the Aquafini Berry Burst. It has aspartame. It also has Ace K in it.
You know, what's funny is, do you know who's behind diet water? I believe it's Kraft. I believe it's Kraft Foods.
Speaking of viruses on your computer, my computer now has a blank screen.
Completely blank.
Completely blank.
Like
blank.
What color? Blue?
Well, it's blue with white in the middle of it.
Really?
I'm on Dr. Merkel's site. I don't know if it's...
I would do a forced shutdown. I would hold down the power button and completely shut the computer down and restart it. And we'll work through that for a little while here. I mean,
it says here that vitamin water is basically a candy bar in a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, but people are stupid enough to think that if you put some name on something like vitamin water or diet water, that it's actually going to be better for you than just plain old water.
The Glasso Vitamin Water by Coca-Cola, well, there's your first clue since it's made by Coca-Cola,
yeah.
Has 33 grams of sugar per 20-ounce bottle.
And it's vitamin water. It probably has more sugar than vitamins. They should just call it sugar water instead.
Here are a few that they say are relatively safe if you don't want to just drink regular water, I guess. Metro Mint has purified water and mint in it.
Sounds like what you make at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's cheaper to make it yourself. Smart Water has distilled water and electrolytes, which are calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, and potassium bicarbonate.
Now, all these same, listen, in Europe, when I've traveled, when I did travel when I was young, and you go to Europe, you go to some of the Eastern Bloc countries, they always drink mineral water with dinner. And in Yugoslavia, it was mineralna voda. You had to ask for it that way to get a bottle. But it was the sparkling water, and it had minerals in it. Well, this is electrolytes. It has sodium, potassium, magnesium, and some other things in it. You
but
know?
It doesn't have to be sparkling to be mineral water,
no,
right?
No. But in Europe, sparkling mineral water comes out sparkling. It already has gas
no,
in it.
No, they call it gas water.
Yeah.
Gas water.
Gas water. And so, not because it gives you gas, right? I'll have some of that gas water. But anyway,
you don't need it.
No. Thank you, Elisa, for sharing that with the audience. But the still water, you know, the still water or, non-sparkling water, there's a variety of mineral waters that are available that way as well. These are natural. They come out of the earth that way. Why do you have to buy electrolyte water? Why not just drink mineral water?
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, for hundreds of years, people have been drinking mineral water. And I don't say you drink mineral water exclusively as your source of water, because you can actually get too much sodium, potassium, you know, and so on between your diet and the water.
Well, then you also have to worry about the BPA and the plastics that you're buying, too.
Really? Really? Which is, you know, that's getting even scarier, because when we come out of the break, I want to talk, if it's okay, I want to talk about this story that I heard about. On the radio, listening to Science Friday last week.
Mm-hmm.
But MIT is up to no good.
Are they?
Yes. This is so idiotic. What we're going to do is we're going to take our break now. It's just about 30 seconds early. And that way maybe we can also address some of our computer problems during the commercial break. And we'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Super Yuma Radio. Stay tuned.
You know what it is, what it is when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She'll probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Either that or she's upside down.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds. Designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Casual Friday, where we get to rant about the annoying stuff that is done by stupid people for stupid reasons as it relates to poisoning us with bad foods. Okay, so have you heard about this? I mean, about what MIT has done?
Only when you told me.
Okay, all right. So let's start at the beginning. Apparently, there's a large number of people in the world who just can't get on with their day if their ketchup sticks inside the bottle. Like, in other words, you know that sometimes there's that, like, dollop of ketchup at the top. You just can't get it to come down. And slamming the bottle on your hand, which has been traditionally what we do, apparently is not good enough for these people. This is actually a large market of opportunity. MIT has come up with a material that is not a liquid and it's not a solid that they are going to spray on the inside of ketchup bottles that will allow the ketchup to just slide right down the plastic bottle and come out, so you don't have to slam the ketchup bottle against your hand any longer.
Okay? That's ridiculous.
And they're saying that this is a huge opportunity, a huge industry for all different types of foods. They're talking about using it with mustard, anything that gets stuck in a bottle. Apparently, people get frustrated when they can't get this stuff out of the bottle, so much so that they're embracing this idea of spraying a quote-unquote non-toxic liquid inside the bottle that will allow the ketchup to slide out. Now, keep in mind, they're probably not going to do any real testing on it, right? Like, they're not going to put ketchup in a bottle with this stuff and leave it there for a year or two and then see if any of this stuff seeps into the ketchup and ends up in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are already embracing it. On the Fast Company website, there's a woman saying, if it's really safe, I can use it when I store my breast milk so it doesn't get stuck inside the bottle.
Really?
She's going to give it to her baby. And people are saying, oh, think of all the great things you can do with this. Toilet bowls and plumbing pipes and everything that you can coat it with to keep. Somebody said, can we put it in fire extinguishers to make the liquid come out of fire extinguishers faster? Are they that? First of all, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I'd rather see it in fire extinguishers than in food bottles.
That's crazy.
And people are embracing this. They're embracing this unknown agent just because nobody wants to bang the ketchup bottle against their hand. And you know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is a decade after using it, 15 years after using it, just like BPA, they're going to start testing people and go, oh, wow, this new agent is turning up in bloodstreams, people's blood. They had high concentrations of people who
just
are
just like BPA.
Yeah, yeah. So are you kidding? Are you that lame that you can't bang a ketchup bottle against your hand? You have to have some scientist from MIT make a foreign agent to spray inside the bottle that will end up in your body? And to the lady who's considering putting it in the bottle with her breast milk, I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of eugenics, but she should have been fertilized a long time ago. She shouldn't even have children. What's the purpose of giving your child breast milk if you're going to put artificial ingredients in it, you dummy? Oh my God, I want to explode. Are people that stupid? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a rhetorical question.
Well, no, maybe they're just uneducated.
Somebody did put on there, right, like FDA approved means the ingredients are safe. Leave my glass alone. And that's from motherjones.com. You know what? At least somebody has some sense up there, you know?
Okay, and, so I saw on Natural News that Pfizer owns Centrum. So I was reading about it, and it brings me to the conversation that I had yesterday or last night. I went to dinner with some of my girlfriends, and there was one particular woman there who I don't know very well, but she's a friend of someone else's. Excuse me. And so she was talking about how she doesn't take vitamins because they're not good for you.
Right.
They make you sick.
Right.
And then she also said that her mother, the doctors told her mother to take omega-3s, fish
right,
oil.
Right.
And they made her
sick.
They made her sicker.
Right.
So in this article on Natural News talking about Centrum and how it's owned by Pfizer, they said that the vitamins that you purchase are made with from, I guess, Centrum and other ones as well, are made from coal tar waste, fecal matter, petroleum byproducts, stones, metal, animal byproducts, etc. So, I mean, because it's owned by Pfizer and they're a pharmaceutical company, they don't really have any concern about whole foods and making vitamins.
But they're using all synthetic.
Exactly.
Really, they're using a majority of synthetic origin.
And that's why we need to buy vitamins that are made from whole foods.
Well, now let's talk about this. Interestingly enough, Pfizer's is going to remove the claims that Centrum offers breast health and colon health claims for some reason. I didn't read the whole article, but apparently they have to remove those. And I think it's interesting that they're a pharmaceutical company and they're going to remove those. I wonder if they make I wonder if Pfizer is involved in the cancer industry, and I don't know this for sure.
The Center for the Science in Public Health that is threatened to sue Pfizer over their claims regarding breast health, heart health, colon health, and bone health. And energy and immunity.
Right.
I can't talk
because,
today.
Because you know why? It's interesting. Is because the majority of people in the supplement industry have to be very, very cautious about any type of health claims that they make. Yet Pfizer being a large... I'm wondering why that organization had to go after Pfizer and not the FDA.
Because they're probably paid off by
well,
Pfizer.
Well, right, because Pfizer's a pharmaceutical company. They pay the FDA a lot of money. You can bet that if you and I came out with a superhuman multivitamin and we said it offered breast health, colon health, and all these other things, you bet your bottom dollar the FDA would be telling me cease and desist making medical claims. But Pfizer didn't get smacked on the hand for that. They waited for some other agency to call for it.
Right.
It's terrible.
And it also says in this article, just as with real food, real vitamins don't need to be marketed on television during prime time. And Centrum, you see Centrum commercials
all the time.
All the time. And evidently they're one of the leading vitamins. And they sell more Centrum than anything else. Because of the marketing.
And it just goes to show you that people have no concept of what supplementation is all about. I want to go a little bit further about your conversation with your friend.
Okay, but let me just say this, that if you're going to take vitamins, make sure they come from Whole Foods. And make sure that you research who makes them before you start using them.
Right.
Like my emergency that is now being, they were bought by Pfizer.
Right.
So are they going to change the ingredients now?
Probably. And they don't have to tell you as long as they don't have to tell you we've changed getting our vitamin such and such from a natural source to a synthetic source.
They don't have to tell you that.
No, it just has to say vitamin E.
So really, I just need to take vitamin C supplements and ditch the emergency.
I personally would.
Yeah, because they're expensive too.
You can probably make, you know what, you know, I got a job for you.
Okay.
For our audience.
Okay.
Come up with making your own emergency blend. You can buy powdered vitamin C already and see what else is in there. Come up with all the powders, mix it together in the ratios necessary and make your own emergency. And I'll bet you it's pennies because right now you're buying a 30-day supply for how much?
$10.
I'll bet you that same 30-day supply will cost you $1.50 if you do it on your own.
Okay.
I'll bet money on it. Okay. So anyway.
Okay.
But
so
I want to go back now. I want to talk about your friend for a second.
The conversation that I had
last night. Right.
She said that she doesn't take vitamins. She doesn't put anything. Listen to this. She doesn't put anything into her body that's not natural, and that her body tells her what she needs. So
and she said this in between puffs on her cigarette, right? Right?
Well, she did smell like cigarettes.
Well, no, she was smoking when I...
Let me just finish.
Yeah.
So she said that her body tells her what she needs. So if she needs vegetables, she eats vegetables. If she needs steak, she eats steak. And I said, have you ever had a blood test done? She goes, well, I go to the doctor every year and my blood tests are fine. I said, have they tested you for vitamin D? I just picked, one of the popular vitamins because most doctors will test for vitamin D.
Yeah.
I said, have they tested you for vitamin D? She said, I really don't know, but my doctor told me that all my blood tests were fine.
Yeah. And she is, you could pluck her out of the center of the United States and there's millions of people just like her. They're completely in the dark.
And then she proceeded. And then I started saying, well, your vitamin D levels should be here. I said, maybe you should look at your blood test to see if it's on there. She goes, no, I don't need to. My doctor already told me that I'm fine. She said, you can't convince me, so don't try. That was her words. Meanwhile, she goes outside and smokes a cigarette.
Yes, and that's my point. Does she, like, you know, here's a person who is poisoning herself every day. If you told her, I want you to take 50 micrograms of arsenic every single day for the rest of your life, she would say, what are you, crazy? I don't want to kill myself. But basically, she's poisoning herself one puff at a time. Why does she care about vitamins?
It made me so angry.
Well, she's going to get sick. Now, I'm not going to be cruel, but she looks... She doesn't look good. I mean, her skin is in terrible condition. She is not that old, although she looks a lot older. But more importantly, you started talking to her. The other girls started talking about hormone replacement therapy, and she said that she was on hormones at one time.
She said I was on hormones.
No, wait. I'm sorry. She said, I don't need that. I've already gone through
that. I've already gone through that. She said I was taking hormones, and they caused me to have problems with her breast and how she had to have a cyst removed.
Right.
And now one breast is bigger than the other because of all the cysts that were caused from the hormones. And I said to her, well, what kind of hormones were you taking?
Right.
She said they were oral. I said, well, then they weren't bioidentical.
Right.
And she goes, I don't know what bioidentical are. That's the first I've heard of those.
Right.
And I said, well, you were taking synthetic ones, and that's why that happened to you. She goes, well, that's what my doctor told me to take.
Bingo. That's what my doctor told me to take. And her doctor, whatever her doctor tells her to do, she will do, and she will suffer for it.
She said, I guess they weren't available at that time.
Oh, they were available.
They were available.
Sure they were.
Her doctor just
That's not what her doctor doesn't prescribe that. And actually, it's a known side effect. Thrombosis, fibroids, a lot of these things are known side effects from those oral methylated equine estrogens and progesterone. So, I mean,
that's why I really wish that somebody would go on a speaking tour and talk to these women to educate them.
But Suzanne Summers and Oprah did it.
That's true.
There are people out there who just don't get it. They will never get it. They will never get it. Okay. The fact that she says, and you will never convince me, shows that she has a closed mind and she doesn't care. She doesn't want to know. And let's face it, she smokes cigarettes. So does she really care about her health?
No.
No, of course not.
And she was drinking something like a
diet.
No. It was like a gin and Coke or gin and tonic or something.
Well, you know, I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world if you're going out and enjoying yourself. But I think the idea that talking to her about hormone replacement therapy and vitamin levels in her blood while she's smoking cigarettes, it's like talking to somebody about painting the walls in their house while the house is burning down. It really doesn't matter at that point in time.
That's true.
So she really, if she really cared about her health, she wouldn't smoke.
Oh, and she said, I get all the nutrients I need from my foods. And I said, no, you don't. She goes, well, what are you talking about? And I said, because the soil, there's not the nutrients in the soil that there used to be 50 years ago.
Right.
I said, there's pesticides, there's fungicides.
Right.
I mean, yeah. You're just not, and she just doesn't get it.
Dr. Eaton talked about something that a lot of people forget about. Sodium predominates our diet today. And really, that's why the potassium-sodium ratios are really far out of whack. And I brought this up, but I didn't get into it with them. But, you know, in agriculture, they actually lay sodium down on fields of, like, cabbage and lettuce and stuff. Because when they cut the head off, the sodium actually seals up the root plant, the plant root faster. And there's this whole process in agriculture that causes them to add sodium to the soil. So there's a lot of vegetables that have more sodium than they're supposed to have as well. I'm not talking about processed either. I'm talking about right out of the ground.
Right.
And so this, and she's a perfect example. She is the average American. And the average American is sick. And the average American is dying. And the average American is going to pay into this medical orthodoxy to sustain their lives. Adele Moussa did a great blog post a day or so ago about they're now promoting a new multi-system cancer management. And Adele pulled it right out of he said, this isn't about getting people healthy. It's about just making it more expensive to manage their disease for as long as they're on the planet. And that's really what it's about. Medicine is about profit. They can't make a profit if you get better. Don't you realize that? And for those of you out there who are saying, oh, that's not true, you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. It's all about profit.
I had talked to my friend on the way into the studio today that just had surgery on his elbow. And he said, they gave me he just had like an in and out patient, outpatient surgery.
Right.
He said, they gave me about four different prescriptions for like 80 different pills.
Right.
He said, why do I need all these?
You don't.
I said, you don't need them.
And I'll bet you one of them was a COX-2 inhibitor. I'll bet anything on it. I don't know. Vioxx is gone, but I think Celebrex is still around. There's a couple of them that are still around. I don't keep tabs on them, but I bet you one of them is a COX-2 inhibitor.
I think he said one of them was Percodan.
Oh, Percodan is a painkiller.
Right. Well, that was one of them, but I mean, there were four different prescriptions for one outpatient surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrible. It really is. And again, I wanted to talk about your friend because the reality is she is the average American. She smokes. She really doesn't care about her health. But in order to appease herself, she acts like she's got a handle on it. My doctor told me I'm okay. And when I need steak, I eat steak. And when I need vegetables, I eat vegetables. But when you look at her, it's very apparent that she is not taking care of herself. She doesn't look good.
No.
I mean, her skin is all wrinkly and leathery. And she looks a lot older than she really is.
Mm-hmm.
And one last note before we go into break.
Well, and if she just had an open mind and would maybe try some vitamins, it might help her.
Yeah, what's the harm? You try it, it doesn't work, you stop.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what the other thing that she said to you that really beguiles me? well, I've already gone through menopause. I don't need hormones. And this is the mistake that a lot of women think that hormones are a stepping stone to going through menopause. It's not. I'm going to say this in the simplest terms. Hormones are messengers. They tell your body that you're still young and you're still thriving. So keep repairing the machinery. When hormone levels drop, it says you're done here. It's time for you to clear the planet for somebody else. So keeping youthful hormones is not about getting past the symptoms. It's about having a better life. And you may not live longer, but having more life in your life. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's it.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. This is Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo. It's Friday the 13th, and our computers are infested with viruses, so we don't know what story we're going to come back and talk about until we get our computers up and running again. Stay tuned.
I heard the plaintive cry of a young
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MAX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MAX banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with Stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Functionally Challenged Casual Friday Show. It's Friday the 13th, and our computers are showing it.
I wonder if somebody
I should have had the microphone open a second ago so people could have heard you curse. Alisa never curses. Never. So that when she finally does curse, it's very impactful. And she's over there clicking her computer and going, F, nothing is working. That was funny.
Okay, so do you use black pepper?
Yes, I do. I love black pepper.
Did you know that black pepper may on your food may be one of the easiest and most economical ways to boost your overall health status?
I never thought of it that way, but I am familiar with what you're going to talk about.
Pepperine?
Yes.
Pepperine, the main alkaloid from black pepper, has been shown to substantially increase the bioavailability of the nutrients in foods and supplements. As the quality of food declines and the cost of food and supplements continue to skyrocket, it is increasingly important to your health that the nutrients you consume are able to be used to maximum efficiency by your body.
Right.
So what this is saying that is if you use black pepper, the nutrients in the food are going to be more bioavailable to your body.
Right. And not only this is a science. Pepperine's effects were discovered about a decade ago. And they are so effective at causing greater nutrient absorption that Sabinsa, and many of you know, Sabinsa is a company that finds natural products and standardizes them for the highest amount of whatever that natural product is. Like Sabinsa Macuna Purinus has the highest level of levodopa of any Macuna Purinus in the world, and pharmaceutical company standards that they use. Well, Sabinsa has a pepperine version called Bioperine that is 95% pepperine. And supplement companies have been using this stuff, Bioperine, for the past 6, 7, 8 years, so that when you take a supplement capsule that has Bioperine in it, you're guaranteed greater absorption of the vitamin that you're buying. So it's very, very effective. It's an amazing thing. And as you said, a simple way for people to ensure that they're getting all of the nutritional impact from the food that they're eating is to use black pepper. Now, the funny thing about all this is back in the 70s, black pepper, for some reason, was implicated in colon cancer.
Wonder why?
I don't know. I don't know. But again, you know, you got to use your critical thinking skills. And thank you. I couldn't think of the word. You have to use your critical thinking skills and, you know, say, look, does this hold true? I mean, people have been using black pepper forever and ever. You know, is it really something that's bad for us or good for us? Has it lasted the test of time? Now, obviously, if you're over peppering things, that's stupid and ridiculous. But if you're using a sprinkle of black pepper on a piece of chicken, some broccoli or whatever, you're going to get more of the nutritional value of that food. So that's really good stuff. And it's a good reminder. I forgot about it. You want to know the truth?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah.
So would you use the cracked pepper like that you have to grind yourself?
Yeah.
That's better than?
That's it.
Okay.
Just use black pepper. Just use whole black pepper. Crack it yourself.
Grind, yeah.
Because it's fresher that way.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And you can actually buy, there's several supplement companies that actually sell biopyrene capsules that you can take with your vitamins, and it helps you absorb more of your vitamins.
Do some of the vitamins have that in it?
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. There's a lot of supplement companies that got wise about 7, 8 years ago, and they just started including biopyrene. If you look at the ingredient list of a supplement, and all of a sudden you'll see biopyrene in there with the registered trademark, and that's because they want more of those vitamins and supplement value to be absorbed.
That's
so
interesting.
No, it's really, really good. So anyway, what do you want to talk about?
Well,
next,
speaking
Elisa?
Of smokers, we were just talking about smokers. Did you know that there's a new vaccine coming out for smokers?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll kill them faster than the cigarette smoke itself?
Here it says, extending your life, extending your career, a vaccine for smokers.
So does it protect you against the damaging effects of cigarette smoke?
I'm on here now, which I finally got to the site. It took me forever. Nicotine users given the new vaccine will have the drug neutralized as soon as they take it in, so they will get no psychological effect from it.
So the cigarettes won't have an effect on them.
There may still be a craving for some time, but it will be subside as the body acclimates to not having that drug on a regular basis.
But see, I wonder, okay, so here's the challenge with that. Go ahead.
The vaccine could even be administered to people who never used tobacco so that they would get no reward from using it in the future and would have little incentive to continue using it. Now, that's crazy.
Well, let me tell you why it's crazy, what I was going to say. You know, nicotine activates certain receptors in the brain Not just nicotine activates those receptors. Other things activate those receptors. Naturally, catecholamines that the body produces itself are affected and activate those receptors. So if you block the effects of those receptors from tobacco, you're probably going to block the effects of those receptors from systems in the body that you don't want to block. Okay? So this is once again, and you know, fine. You know what? Give it to a cigarette smoker. Don't start giving it to people who don't smoke cigarettes as a prophylactic effect so that, oh, well, we don't want you to ever smoke. They're going to, you know, they'll be pushing this on kids a decade from now in school to parents. Well, if we give this vaccine to your child, they'll never smoke. But they'll probably have other disorders as well that are affected by the changes in brain status. This is just as stupid as putting the liquid in the ketchup jar. I mean, come on, people. What the hell? You know, I can't even think why would anybody want to, that doesn't smoke, want to inject something in their body that they don't know what the real effects are, given the history of FDA-approved drugs backfiring and killing people.
Do you remember in the John Adams series that we were watching?
Yes.
And his wife, Abigail, had the doctor come and...
Smallpox.
Like, it was a smallpox, and he actually slit their arm and put the actual pus from somebody's sore into their body.
Yeah, so listen to this. So the doctor pulls up in front of the house with a horse-drawn wagon, and in the wagon is this poor kid who is just covered with smallpox.
Infested with it.
And he goes in, and he says to Abigail Adams, you know, now this may backfire, but she says, no, I want my children to be immunized. He goes out, he cuts open one of the sores, and he takes the pus and puts it on this little thing, this little glass thing, brings it in, and then he proceeds to cut into the arm of all the children and Abigail Adams and insert the pus in there, which obviously gave them smallpox.
The one little girl, Elizabeth,
almost died from it. Yeah.
Elizabeth Adams.
Yeah. So, you know, this notion of immunization has been around for a long, long time. But here's the difference. I almost feel like what they were doing back then was not as dangerous, because there weren't any adjuvants in there.
Like
there
the wasn't mercury.
There wasn't a thimerosal in there. Mm-hmm. There wasn't all these other things in there. It gave the body the raw attack of this pathogen and allowed the body to develop the antibodies and resistance. But the body didn't get compromised by mercury and aluminum and all the other stuff.
Here it says how the vaccine works. Active vaccines like those for polio and mumps introduce a virus fragment small enough not to cause harm, but sufficient to stimulate the body to produce antibodies to resist a greater infection. Passive vaccines introduce the antibodies themselves to produce an immune response.
Now think about this for a second. The real problems come from the processing of these vaccines. Right? That doctor pulled up in front of their house with a patient who had smallpox. There were no preservatives. There were no additives. It was just the smallpox, pathogen that was given to these people and the children. But surely the pharmaceutical companies couldn't do that. They can't bottle the pathogen because it'll break down. It'll go bad. So then they have to add things to it. And that's just like our food. It comes back to processing. When they start processing things for mass distribution, this is when everything goes awry. So they add all these things to the vaccine that have nothing to do with the actual pathogen. They have to do with the packaging and preservation and distribution process, and like mercury and aluminum and all the other preservatives that they put in it. So this is, once again, it's the same thing that's going on with our food. Processing is the issue. It's not the raw materials that is the issue. So we have to take a break.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, what do you want to say?
I just want to continue on. There's a couple more things about vaccines that we want to talk about.
Yes, and this is a good subject. Okay, so you're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. Our computers need to be vaccinated, quite frankly. We'll be right back with more.
It's the new star.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Welcome back to Casual Friday.
I think that there's like an alien inside my computer doing things. I mean, I don't even have my hand on the computer and the cursor's moving around.
Yeah. That's an example of some sort of a virus.
I know.
We have to get rid of them.
Okay, so moving ahead, I wanted to talk about an article that was on Natural News. Merck vaccine fraud exposed by two Merck virologists. Company faked mumps vaccine efficacy results for over a decade, says the lawsuit.
Now, think about this, folks. Next time you think about taking a vaccine that the FDA has approved and your doctor is promoting.
According to two Merck scientists who filed a False Claims Act complaint in 2010, a complaint which has just now been unsealed, vaccine manufacturer Merck knowingly falsified its mumps vaccine test data, spiked blood samples with animal antibodies, sold a vaccine that actually promoted mumps and measles, and ripped off the government and consumers who thought the vaccine was 95% effective, because that's what their claim said.
And now don't forget, I have to say this, don't forget Bill Gates is a big promoter of both vaccines and genetically modified food. Just remember that, folks. Just remember that as time goes on. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, through the Bill and Melinda Gates Fund, they donate lots of money to get people vaccinated in other countries and to promote the development of new GMO crops.
They actually spiked the blood test with animal antibodies in order to artificially inflate the appearance of the immune system antibodies. Who does that? And it was the senior management knew it was going on.
Wait a minute. What did I say at the beginning of the show? Medicine is all about profits. And anybody who doesn't get that is stupid and destined for a shorter life. Or let's put it this way. Your life will be compromised by the medical orthodoxy. If you don't realize that your doctor and everybody upstream from your doctor is about getting money out of your wallet, then you are an idiot.
They use false claims of 95% effectiveness to monopolize the vaccine market and eliminate competitors. I mean, this is just...
shocking.
Yes.
Now, where's the FDA? What's going to be done to Merck for this, I wonder?
I don't know.
What should be done to Merck for this?
It says U.S. government chose to ignore the 2010 False Claims Act. Rather than taking action, the False Claims Act, the U.S. government simply ignored it, thereby protecting Merck's market monopoly.
Bingo.
Instead of properly serving justice.
And now think about this. The U.S. government ignores everything that is done to the American people in the name of furthering commerce of their parties. I mean, but think about this. I mean, I don't want to get off track here. I want to stay with this for a second. But there was something else that you read to me this morning that happened, and we're going to talk about it later when we do a little bit of a Monsanto rant.
Oh, yeah.
But the government knows about everything. They know about the introduction of GMO crops before they're actually supposed to be approved, and people eat the stuff, and then 10 years later we find out that, oh, well, the government knew that Monsanto was doing this. The government knows that these vaccines don't work. The government knows all this stuff, folks. How much more is it going to take for you to get pissed off? When do people get mad and start doing something? And then I know what you're going to say. But Carl, what do? We vote with our dollars. Stop spending money for a while. Watch the government come to its knees. Just stop being a consumer. Just watch what happens. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, there was something else about vaccines that we were going to talk about, too, wasn't
it? Did you want to talk about the H1N1 vaccine?
Yes, thank you. Well, apparently the H1N1 vaccine has been linked to Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a nerve disorder of the brain.
Yes.
So once again, here we have, you know, well, you've got to get these vaccines. I know. Elise is waving her hands at her computer. Don't worry about it. We'll just discuss it. Once again, these are vaccines that are being promoted by the medical orthodoxy, endorsed by politicians. There's some politicians out there who want to get certain vaccines that it's law that your child get it. What was his name again? The guy who was running for president from Texas?
Oh, Rick Perry.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops.
I forgot his name. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah. He wanted to make the HPV virus mandatory in Texas. I mean, these people don't give a good G damn about your health and your life. It's all about them promoting themselves and promoting profit. So here the H1N1 vaccine has been tied to the development of neurological disorders. When you are thinking about getting a vaccine, you must not. Unless it's a life-threatening disorder and the only option is to get a vaccine. Vaccines clearly are hurting people out there more than they're helping them. And I know a lot of people are going to say I'm reckless for saying that. But you know what? I don't believe science any longer either. Here you have Merck covering things up. They're lying about the research.
Okay, and for our listeners from Australia, there is an article here from the Australian National Affairs. It says, boys first in Gardasil cancer vaccine rollout. Australia will be the first country in the world to offer males free access to the cervical cancer vaccine, Gardasil.
Men don't even have cervixes, by the way.
Exactly. After the federal government announced it would spend $21 million to immunize nearly 900,000 boys across 4 years.
Oh, my God. I hope you Australians that are listening to the show are really enraged about this. You know
what?
It's
going to start next year, it says.
You have to do everything and anything you can to keep your sons from being immunized. You have to do everything and anything you can. Change religions if you have to keep your boys from being immunized.
offering the two dose vaccine to boys aged 12 through 13 for 2 years. There will also be a catch-up program for boys in year 9.
I wonder if that means that they'll double the doses or more frequently dosed or something like that. Catch-up program. This is very, very scary. This is scary. When you hear what vaccines are doing to people, and now they're going to start making it mandatory, or worse, they're going to make it available. Who do you think is going to get vaccinated? The uninformed. The social, economically underachievers. They're the ones that are going to be vaccinated.
Talking about eugenics.
Yeah. This is terrible. This is very, very scary stuff.
Do you want to talk about Monsanto?
Yeah, I do, because this is really a good lead-in. I mean, Monsanto, and I got to tell you something. I predicted it on this show almost a year ago. Monsanto is not too big to fail. Monsanto showed last quarter 50% earnings were down by 50%. That's huge. They're trying to assuage their investors not to pull out. You've got people like Bill Gates trying to promote GMO. This is a ploy to try to save Monsanto. People understand that Monsanto is one of those companies that is all about profits at the expense of your health and your longevity. So Monsanto is suffering, and now they're getting hammered on other fronts. They're getting hammered by farmers too. Tell the story.
Okay, so evidently Monsanto has been illegally charging Brazilian farmers growing the company's genetically modified crops a 2% tax on production and a 3% tax for cross-contamination of seed. According to the lawsuit, Monsanto may have to fork over $7.5 billion in reimbursements to more than 5 million Brazilian farmers as a result of these blatant crimes. It says here that Monsanto's very presence in Brazil was predicated on fraud.
Bingo. This is what I was waiting for. And then remember what I said before, how the American government allows Monsanto to crap on us. But listen to this.
Their GM soy seeds were smuggled into the country illegally in 1998. And now let's fast forward 13 years and nearly 75 million acres of land in Brazil are now occupied by Monsanto's GM crop.
So think about this. Monsanto knows if we just get the seeds in there and some people...
They were illegally smuggled in.
So Monsanto knows, look, if we just get the seeds in there and some of these farmers unknowingly start planting these GMO crops, they will cross-pollinate with other crops and this insidious infestation will occur and we'll end up having our foothold there. So think about this for a second. Now, if you or I did something like this, we would go to jail. We would go. I say the head of Monsanto needs to go to jail. His name has the same name as that British actor that we like.
Hugh Grant
needs to go to jail. A message needs to be sent to corporations that you cannot do these kind of things without somebody being punished. And the best person to punish is the person at the top of the heap. I say Hugh Grant needs to go to jail. $7 billion will really hurt Monsanto, and I'm hoping and I'm praying that the Brazilian government doesn't give in to the pressures of the American government, because you can bet your child's college funds right now that there are politicians in the United States calling over to Brazil going, look, you can't let this happen. Monsanto is a good company. They're trying to feed the world, blah, blah, blah. And I hope Brazil goes, you know, what I'm doing right now, the middle finger.
What I was saying to my computer
earlier.
Yeah,
I'm doing the middle. I hope Brazil goes, look, F you. They may be important to you, but they're not important to us. They did something bad. We're going to take them to task. I hope Brazil wins this lawsuit. And this will be yet another kick in the knee of Monsanto. Monsanto needs to go down. They have shown complete irresponsibility as it pertains to human life. And you know what the best part is? Everywhere you look, genetically modified foods are failing at what they were supposed to do. Okay? Now the corn borer has come up to speed and it's eating the GMO corn like it's going out of style. The Ready Roundup doesn't work anymore. It's spawning super weeds and super bugs. Now they're having to find stronger pesticides that are going to kill more people and toxify more people. It's a fail. Giant failure.
It says here, back in April, a judge in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil's most southernmost state, ruled that Monsanto's user fees were illegal, and ordered the company to stop collecting them. but not only to stop collecting them, to also begin reimbursing farmers in that state for all fees collected since 2004.
I love it. I hope
the judge also noted that Monsanto's Roundup Ready Seed patent has already expired in Brazil. So now Monsanto is attempting to appeal the decision. And in response to the appeal, the Brazilian Supreme Court decided that the Rio Grande do Sul court's ultimate ruling, whatever it ends up being, will apply to every farmer throughout the country, not just in Rio Grande do Sul, which could make the final penalty upwards of $7.5 billion.
Yes.
However, yes. However, Monsanto, the godlike they think they are,
right,
has indicated that they plan to continue collecting fees and charging taxes until the courts issue their final ruling on the matter. But the judge already said that
they have to cease and desist.
Yeah, that the patent has already expired in Brazil. So how can they go on and still collect?
And what, you know what's even worse? I don't know if people understand what they're collecting money for. Before we go into our last break, when you're a farmer, you plant a crop. If that crop, and most crops do, also not only yield the fruit or food that you're growing, but also yield seeds. You collect those seeds, you dry them out, and you use those seeds next year for your crop. Well, Monsanto doesn't allow farmers to collect their seeds and use them next year. They want them to keep paying Monsanto. So what they do is they charge them a fee for the privilege of collecting their own seeds and reusing them the next year. That's what these fees are.
Well, and how about the poor farmer that's next to a farm that doesn't even plant their seeds, but it migrates over,
yes,
and then they get sued for it.
And this is what Monsanto's plan was, to infestate the world with their seed, with their products.
Infestate?
Yeah, infestation.
Oh, okay.
Infestation. Infest. I'm sorry, you're right. That's not a word. Infestate is not. Their plan was to infest all of these agricultural regions with their seeds. And you have to understand that there is no short answer for this other than putting Monsanto out of business once and for all, to send a signal to all companies out there that people will not just be exploited and let you do it. And we have to keep our eyes on the politicians that support Monsanto. I heard some very disturbing news recently that Rand Paul voted in favor of a GMO crop recently. And I got to tell you something. I liked Rand Paul, but that's it for me with him. That's it for me with him. And I really liked him. I think his father's great. His father's totally against GMO. But Rand Paul, I'm sorry, man. This is a big, big strike that I can't forgive you for, because this just shows that you are not untouchable like you've tried to act like you are. There is no good reason to approve any new genetically modified crops, especially now that we know that they are hurting people. That they really are hurting people. We have to take our last commercial break.
Do you know what, well.
No, please go.
No, I was going to say, no, never mind.
You sure? Because
yes.
I didn't have something in the right place. Okay, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
MassPro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang.
Who's the lead singer of the Wu-Tang Clan?
I have no clue.
Old Dirty Bastard. You don't know that? Oh, wow.
No, I guess I wouldn't win that prize.
Rest in peace, ODB. He passed away. He's the lead singer of the Wu-Tang Clan. Anyway.
Is that who sings this?
Well, it's... Yeah, he's part of it. It's a mashup. Anyway, okay, so I just found this. It was Rand Paul sells out and votes no on GMO labeling. That's what I'm mad about.
Okay.
I'd like to know where Mitt Romney stands on GMO.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you earlier. I just didn't want to get political.
No, you know what? I don't want people to think that this is one-sided. I say F all the politicians. I don't care who they are anymore. None of them. I don't trust any of them.
I know.
They don't care about people. They just care about their job. I mean, I'm tired of it. I want people to, like... I want to know if somebody can find where Mitt Romney has spoken about genetically modified foods, whether he's for or against it. Please post it on my Facebook, because I got to know. I got to believe that he's for GMO, because he's just as corrupt as everybody else out there, you know. And I just hope that he goes on the record, just like President Obama did, saying, well, I think the American people deserve to know what they're eating, so I'm going to force the labeling of GMO foods. Yeah, right.
It hasn't happened in 4 years, three and a half years.
No, and I'll bet you money that Mitt Romney is not going to do it either. And gee whiz, Rand Paul, really, Rand? Shame on you. Shame, shame. We know your name. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So what are we going to talk about now?
Well, I just wanted to talk real quick. Dominique Lest posted on my Facebook just about 40 minutes ago. There's a picture of a woman, and she's standing there, and it's like got all these things. For instance, it says shampoo, average number of chemicals 15, hairspray, average number of chemicals 11, deodorant 32, blush 16, foundation 24, perfume 250, body lotion 32, fake tan 22, nail varnish 31, lipstick 33, eyeshadow 26. So those are chemicals that women use every day.
Right.
And down here it says, the National Cosmetology Association gives out more than 1 million cosmetics and personal care products each year to about 30,000 breast cancer patients. That's kind of shocking because now, these are things that we use on a daily basis.
Now, I don't know this to be fact, but I got to believe that if someone did the same list for men, it's like we have a fraction of the toxins.
Yeah.
You know, I'll use my shampoo as my body lotion, my body soap too. You know, I'll wash my hair with it. I'll wash my body with it. I'm done. So.
I just recently got some lotion from the dermatologist that has no parabens in it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, you know, it's like when we were talking about that before, you go through everything you're using has parabens in it.
Terrible. It really is. It's disgusting. It's disgusting what's being done. So anyway, and I just want to remind people that we have to, for those of you who do pray and believe in prayer, we have to pray that the Brazilian government slams Monsanto with the $7.5 billion and they don't cave into pressures from the United States and puts Monsanto under once and for all. And that'll be that. And then, you know what? I got to tell you something. I may actually switch all I don't know what to do. I don't want to support Bill Gates anymore. I got to be honest with you. I feel like I need to get away from the Windows operating system or do my little part, to get away from this stuff because I'm tired of supporting this jerk who has elevated his financial status into thinking that he is going to save the world. And he's an idiot. The guy is, just because he's got billions of dollars doesn't mean that he knows what he's doing. Unless he does know what he's doing and he's just really corrupt. But this idea that he's totally for GMO and vaccines makes him the most suspicious individual to me. Really does. So what else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo? That's the end of another week, huh?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy any of the shows that we did this week? Did you happen to listen to any of them?
I did. Yeah, they were good.
Any of them stick in your mind at all? No. Okay, we have some great shows planned next week. Really, really good.
What do you have?
We have a Muscle Saves Lives episode, a really, really good one.
Oh, is that with Charles Spencer?
Yes, and I got to tell you something. His story is impressive, and if I could get – there was a way for me to get to Phil Mickelson, the golfer, and get him to listen to Charles Spencer's story next week, I would do it. If anybody out there knows how to reach Phil Mickelson, who is now a pimp for rheumatoid arthritis medication –
He gets paid for that. You think you're going to stop him from?
Well, you know what I don't understand. Everybody came out against Paula Deen endorsing the diabetes medication. I don't understand why more and more people don't come out against celebrities endorsing any of these medications. I mean, it started with Sally Fields and that room and the Boniva. It's like, you know what? Just because somebody has a certain amount of celebrity shouldn't allow them to take that celebrity and con people into thinking that because they're stupid enough to use something that we should be too. There's something really wrong with that. Something really, really wrong. And I say if a celebrity endorses something, even more reason why not to use it because most celebrities are dumb. They know about their art. They know about what they do. That's all they know about.
No, I wouldn't call them dumb. I would just say that they sell out. They get paid for things and then they sell out.
I'll give you a perfect example, okay? The reverse mortgage is one of the most dangerous things that a person can do in their life, okay? And elderly are the most preyed upon it with the reverse mortgage. Ah, you're at the end of your life. Why die and leave it to your kids? Start taking it out of your home now and so on and so forth. So they have people like, what's his name?
Tommy Lee.
What's his name?
The actor. Tommy Lee Jones.
I can't think of his name right now. The actor.
It's not Tommy Lee Jones?
Is it Tommy Lee Jones? Is that his name? I
thought you were. There's one with Henry Winkler also.
Now there's another one with Henry. So they get these guys who have, the people go, oh, remember him? He was the Fonz. And then you listen and he goes, you know, the reverse mortgage is really a good thing. Call this, you know, get this free CD. A lot of these elderly people get themselves into reverse mortgages. They end up losing their homes before they need to. Okay? The reverse mortgage is a very, very dangerous thing. But yet you have celebrities hawking it out there and they con people. Well, because you like me and you like the character I played, you should listen to me. I mean, it's really sad. It really, really is. But anyway, I'll leave you with that thought. Thank you for listening to Casual Friday. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio in general.
Thanks for putting up with us on Friday the 13th and our viruses and our computers.
Technologically challenged show. And we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.